Austin, Texas is one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Young people are moving there to get in on its plentiful sunshine, free willing lifestyle, high tech jobs, and vibrant music scene, which in turn has meant musicians are finding they can't afford to live in the self-styled live music capital of the world. NPR's John Burnett has that story.
I'm here on 6th Street in downtown Austin, one of the city's premier live music districts. Above me, guitar-shaped Christmas decorations are hanging on light poles. The street is alive with bands. Tonight, you can hear Austin Heat at the Thirsty Nickel, Mike Milligan and the Altar Boys at Maggie May's, or this group, Misbehavin', playing at the Dizzy Rooster. In Austin, music seems to bubble up like an artesian spring. Yet many musicians rarely make a living wage in this town, which is why they need cheap rent, which is why there was a moment of silence when the Wilson Street cottages were shuttered.
Everyone's moved out of town, out of state, across town. Yeah, this is the last place. South Austin just got uncool.
That's Jacob Rocha, who plays in a grindcore punk rock band called FNA, speaking as he loaded his belongings into a pickup. Wilson Street Cottages was a rambling complex of shabby apartments in South Austin, famous and infamous as a musician's colony with frequent song swaps, potlucks, and bacchanals. They were closed at the end of November, and they'll be bulldozed to make way for new apartments. Bobby Lane, one half of the duo Weedhawk, was loading his worldly possessions into a van to go back and live on the road with his musical partner. He said lots of great musicians have passed through the cottages.
Ronnie Lane from The Faces lived at the first cottage up there. There's Will Sexton lived next door. Been talked Stevie Ray Vaughan lived in my cottage. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but just a lot of great musicians in the neighborhood and a really good creative energy here.
This song that Bobby Lane composed recently makes clear his feelings about the mass evictions at the cottages.
Kill the landlord.
The high cost of living is not preventing more than 170 people to move to Austin every day. Consequently, Austin has become the most expensive city in Texas to buy a home or rent. Michelle Ward is a sales associate at Barton Place, one of the trendy new condos springing up throughout central Austin.
Our amenities include things like a saltwater pool. There is a fitness center. Also, there's four rooftop terraces. And so price ranges for two bedrooms in general range from the $350,000 to the $590,000.
So here's the kill the golden goose paradox. The music scene is one of the biggest reasons why people are flocking to Austin, and all those new people are crowding out the musicians who make the music. One of Austin's greatest creative success stories is South by Southwest. In a modern downtown office building, a staff of 83 annually produces an interactive media festival, a film festival, as well as the Storied Music Festival. Next March, 2,000 acts will play in 80 clubs across the city.
I feel like at this point there's so much momentum behind the idea of Austin being a place for artists and musicians to gather that it's going to be really hard to stamp that out.
Founder Roland Swenson agrees that high-priced real estate is pushing starving artists far south and far north into the suburbs.
But there's give and take here. I mean, yeah, it's more expensive, it's harder, but there's also more opportunities now than there were before. There are many more places to play than there used to be.
So what can be done? In the past 5 years, the city of Austin has committed $55 million to affordable housing. The developer of the new Wilson Street apartments, in fact, says 10% of his units will be designated affordable. Councilman Mike Martinez, who often speaks up for musicians, suggests taking the conversation in a different direction.
It's very difficult to talk about because venue owners and promoters tend to be more resistant to this conversation, but it's paying our musicians a living wage.
Which is a hard argument to make in a town bursting with guitar slingers, elbowing each other aside to become the next Stevie Ray Vaughan. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.